Okay, good morning. Today's daf is a very lengthy daf, famous daf as well. It's daf Nun Vav here in Masech de Brachos. We are dealing with the themes of dreams, and we learned all sorts of amazing ideas about dreams yesterday. One, that the Gemara believed that there was something to a dream. A dream is 1/60th of a prophecy. It depends where the dream comes from. There are dreams that come from angels. There are dreams that come from demons. There are dreams that are nonsense. There are dreams that are just based on a person's own thoughts, what he was thinking about during the day. That's what he's going to dream about at night. And we learned an idea that the dream will follow the interpretation. That based on how something is interpreted, you can see the same thing and you get two interpretations. One guy sees a wall fall down. As we'll see in today's daf, one person will interpret it as you'll have so much money, so many things, your house won't be able to hold all those things. So the wall of your house falls down. Another interpretation will be that Nebuch, you are so poor, you have to give up on your house. They foreclosed it, so your house fell down. It all depends on how you interpret it. And the interpretation determines what it'll be. If the interpretation is positive, then the results will be positive. If the interpretation is negative, chas v'shalom, the results could be negative. All right, so now we're going to see some more about the dreams. We're going to find out the very famous story. I referenced it yesterday, although I misquoted what happened to who. It was a dream interpreter by the name of Bar-Hedya, and he would only give a good interpretation if he was paid. If he wasn't paid, he gave a bad interpretation. So we're going to see that Abaya and Rava used to go to him. Abaya used to pay. Yesterday I said Abaya didn't pay. Abaya used to pay. Rava didn't pay, usually. So usually the interpretations for Rava were very negative because he didn't pay. Whereas the interpretations for Abaya were very positive because he used to pay. All right, we'll get to that soon. Amalei Kesar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. This Roman Caesar said to the great sage Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Amritu, they say, the Chmitu Tuva, that you're very smart. They say you're the wisest of the Jews. So, Emily, my chazina b'chamai, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. So he knew the law that if a person thinks about a certain thing, that's what they'll dream about. So he told him things that he would make sure he'd then think about those things. And that's why he would then dream about those things. So the Romans and the Persians were fighting with each other. So Amalei said, you know what you're going to see tonight? Chazas, you're going to see in your dream, Dimashri lach parsai, the Persians are going to beat you. They're going to draft you into their own service. V'garvi bach, they're going to plunder you. V'raya bach shiksi b'chut shedadav, and they're going to make you into a shepherd of pigs, of shkatzim, holding a golden staff. So the Ben Yoyada explains that the meaning of this dream is that oftentimes when one country defeats another, they leave the leadership in place. So let's say the Americans defeated the Iraqis. So the right way to occupy another country is to leave the lower level soldiers in charge and say, now you're working for us. So you're still going to run things the way you used to run things before, but now you'll collect the taxes and give us a tax. So he said, you, the Romans are compared to the pigs. So you're going to still be the leader of the Romans. You're going to be the shepherd of the pigs. But with a golden staff, you're going to have to get all that money out of the Romans and give it over to the Persians. You're going to give a tax to us. Here, Kulioma. So that was his nightmare. His nightmare was that he would lose to the Persians. He'd have to work for the Persians. So all day he was thinking about it. Lord, to that night, Chazan, that's what he saw in his dream. And the Persian king had the same thing. Amle Shavar Malka Lishmuel, Shapur, the king of the Persians, said to the Amora Shmuel, Amitu, they say the Chmitu Tuva, that you're very smart. Emily, my chazina b'chalmai, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Amle said to me, Chazis, you're going to see the Asur Ramai, the Romans are going to come. Right? To the Romans, he told the Ribshu and Chanani, said the Persians are going to come. To the Persians, Shmuel said, the Romans are going to come. The Romans are going to come, the Shavulach, they're going to take you captive. The Tachni Bach, Kashiasa Berechai Dadaba, they're going to make you grind the seeds of dates in millstones of gold. So here, Kulioma, the whole day, he was thinking about that. I'm going to be conquered by the Romans. I'm going to be working for the Romans to give them a tax. That night, that's what he saw. Now we have the famous story of Bar-Hedya, the power of dream interpretation. Bar-Hedya, Mefasha Chal Mahava. Bar-Hedya was a dream interpreter. Ma'adi of La'agrav, someone would give him money. Mefasha L'mal Yusa, you'd interpret the dream in a very positive way. Somebody didn't give him money. He would interpret the dream in a negative way. Abaya and Rava both had a dream. They had the same dream. So they both came to Bar-Hedya, telling him of their dream. So Abaya would give him money. Rava wouldn't give him money. So to Abaya, he would say, it's a great dream. Great things are happening to you. To Rava, you'd say it's a terrible dream. Terrible things are going to happen to you. So now we have examples. Amri le, they said to him, Akrinan b'chalman. They read to both of us in our dreams the following verse. Sharchat avuach le'enecha. Your ox is slaughtered in front of you, but you won't be able to eat from it. It's a verse in Kisavo, in the Tochacha. So the Rav Amar Leh to Rav, he said, it means something what it sounds like. Your ox is slaughtered, and yet you can't eat from it. Pasad iskach, your business is going to go bad. You're going to be so depressed, you won't be able to eat. So sad, so broken, you won't be able to eat. This was, no, Rava didn't pay him. So this is what he told Rava. Rava did not pay him. So he told him, Rava, it means that your business will go bad and you'll have nothing to eat because you'll be too depressed to eat. What does the verse mean when it says you won't be able to eat your ox? You'll have so many orders in your business. You'll be so busy filling the orders and ringing up the cash register and so happy. You're going to be in such a good mood, you won't be able to eat. You're so happy you can't eat. Happy with your business. Then they came to him, they said, Akrina, they taught us in the dream. We both had the same dream, we both heard the same verse. Again, a verse from the Tochach, you'll give birth to sons and daughters. They won't be yours because they'll go into captivity. So the Rava, who didn't pay him, Amalei, said, you should say, they're going to be captives. Your children are going to be taken captives by the Romans. You're going to have to redeem them. Labai Amalei Tabai said to him, no, you'll have a lot of sons and daughters. Your daughters are going to marry out to the world, all sorts of people. So in your own mind, it'll be as if they went into captivity, because now your daughter won't be living with you in the house. Maybe she's going to move to Dallas or to Los Angeles. She'll move away with her husband. So your children go away into captivity. Then they said, Akrayon, we were taught in a dream, a verse, again in the Tochacha. Your sons and daughters are given to another nation. Abaye, who paid him, Amalei said, you'll have a lot of sons and daughters. You're going to say, I want my daughters to marry my relatives, my nephews, my cousins. Your wife's going to say, no, I want the children to marry my relatives. She's going to force you. You're going to have to give over your children, your daughters, to her relatives. And in that way, it's going to be kavi kamacher, that your children go to another nation. Not so terrible. They'll marry off. However, the Rabbi Amalei, to Rabbi, he said to him, Rabbi didn't pay him, he said, what it means is your children will be given to another nation, to Bishriva, your wife's going to die. Then her sons and daughters are going to be in the hands of the stepmother, in the hands of another woman, because you're going to remarry. And that's terrible. They're going to feel like they're in the hands of another nation. They feel in captivity when they have a stepmother instead of having a biological mother to take care of them. So Amalei, as Rabbi said, in the name of Rabbi, your sons and daughters given to another nation. That's a reference to the wife of the father. That if there's another wife to the father, that he marries another woman, and then they're stepchildren. So it's very uncomfortable for those children to be in the hands of the stepmother. And Akrinan b'chalmin, and they said to Bar Hedja, we're on Daf Nun Vav Mem Aleph. Akrinan b'chalmin. They came to our head, they said, they read to us in the dream a verse in Koheles. Lechecho basub chalachmecha. Go eat your bread with happiness. Labai Amalei Tabai said to him, Mirvach iskach, your business is going to be very successful. Lachalta v'shatis, you'll eat and drink very happy. V'karit psukim mechad delibach. You're going to read this verse out of your great joy. Ah, Hashem said, go eat your bread with happiness. Ah, I'm so happy. Everything's great. Making a lot of money. That's how you'll feel. Rav Amalei Tabai said, your business is going to go bad. You're going to slaughter. You're not going to be able to eat and drink. Why? Because you're going to be so depressed. You're not going to be able to eat and drink. You're just so sad. You have no money. So sad. And then you're going to read this verse as like a consolation to alleviate your fears. Oh, someday I'm going to eat my food with happiness. But right now you're going to be terrible. Then they came and they said, Akrina, and they read to us the verse, Zerav Totzi Asodeh. The field's going to produce lots of seeds, but you're not going to be able to gather much because the locusts are going to consume it. La'abai Amalei Tabai Semiration. The verse is telling you the beginning of the verse. You're going to have a lot of seeds. The Rav Amalei, to Rav, he said to him, they say for the end of the verse, you're not going to be able to eat it because the locusts will consume it. Akrina, they read to us the verse, Zesim Yu L'cha B'chol Gulech. You'll have olives in all of your boundary. You won't be able to have olive oil because your olive trees will collapse. Abaye Amalet Abaye said Meisha. The meaning of it is the beginning. You'll have lots of olives. That's the message. Because Abaye paid him. Rav Amalet Misefet. Rav told him the end of the verse is the main message. Your olive trees will collapse. Queen on they read to us the verse, Vero Kalami Arts Kishema Shem Nikra Alecha V'Yarami Mecca. All the nations of the world will see that the name of God is called on you and they'll fear you. Abaye Amalet Abaye said it means Nafik Lach Shema. Reish Mesiftavis. Your reputation is going to become famous. How? Because you're going to become the head of the yeshiva. Masach naflus ba'alma. Shem Hashem nikra alech. The name of God is called on you. You're the great Torah teacher. Yerumi Mecca. People will be awed of you. They'll be respectful of you. The Rav Amalei to Rav Amalei just said to him, Bedaina demalka itbar. The treasury where all the king keeps all of his jewelry is going to be broken. Umat fisat beganvi. They're going to grab you and they're going to accuse you of being the thief who burglarized the king's treasury. And then then everybody else is going to be afraid because of you. They're going to say, if Rava can be accused of being a thief, certainly we can be accused of being a thief. So be Viro Kalami Arts, all the people of the world will seek. Yishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, the name of God is called on you. V'yaru Mimecha, they'll be afraid of you. They'll say, if he can be V'yaru, they'll be afraid because of you. If he could be accused, even though he has the name of God in him, certainly we can be accused. That's what happened. The next day, Itta Medina Damalka. The king's treasury was broken into. Also, with Tafsil Rava, they came and they arrested Rava and accused him of doing it. All right, then they came and they said, Amile, they said to Barhejia, Chazon, we saw chasal pumdani. We saw cabbage, lettuce on top of the keg of wine. Abayu, Amile, Abayu paid him. Barhejia interpreted it. If iska kachasa, that means your barrel of wine, that was their business. Their business was selling wine. Your business is going to become so successful, people buying, and then more people buying, and more people buying. It's going to be like lettuce, where the leaves are folded over and be multiplying. Well, the Rav and the Rabbi said to him, "Mar iska kichasa, your business is going to get so bitter like the bitter lettuce." In other words, no one wants to buy your wine. Everyone's going to think it's bitter, and your business is going to go bad. I mean, then they came to Barhej and they said, "Chazan bishal pumdana." We had a dream where we both saw meat on top of the keg of wine. At the entrance of the keg, Abaye Amalei Abaye, who paid him, he said, "Basim Chamrach, your wine's going to be very delicious. Everyone's going to come to buy from you meat and wine." Rabbi Amalei to Rabbi, he said, "What means is Takif Chamrach." Rabbi didn't pay him. He said, "It means that your wine's going to go bad. It's going to become vinegar." Everyone's going to come to buy meat in order to eat the meat with a little bit of wine that they got from you. But no one's coming to buy your wine. Your business is going bad. Amalei, they said, "Chazan, we saw Chavit Talibedikla. We saw a barrel of wine hanging on a date tree." Abaye Amalei to Abaye said it means midli iskachis kadikla. The same way a date tree grows very tall, your business is going to grow like a date tree. Rav Amalei to Rav, he said to him, "Chali iskach katamri. Your wine is going to be super sweet like the dates are super sweet." In other words, the people buying your wine are going to feel, oh, when you eat a sweet, you feel good. People buying your wine are going to feel good. Why? Because they got it really cheap. Why they get it really cheap? Because no one wants to buy it. And the price has to be dropped again and again and again. So your business is going to go terrible. So again, he kept spinning it as a misfortune. Then they said, Amile, then they both came to Barhej with another dream. Chazan, we saw, they showed to us, Rumna, a rimon, a pomegranate, the kadchia pumdana, which was growing on the mouth of the keg. Abaye Amile to Abaye said to him, Ashok iskach rimona. Again, it means you're going to sell your wine at a high price, like the pomegranate is sold at a high price. You can make a lot of money. The Rav Amalei to Rabbi said to him, "Kavi iska krimona, your produce is going to be not wanted. Your business, your wine, it's not going to be wanted like pomegranates that have a weak taste." Amrilei, then they said to Barhejia, "Chazan, they showed us chavita denafa lubira, a barrel that fell into a pit. It fell into a well." Abaye Amalei to Abaye Barhej, who paid him, Barhejia interpreted it. Everybody's going to want to have your stuff. Everyone's going to want to buy from you. Like when something falls into a pit, everybody's trying to save it. Everybody's trying to jump in and get it. As people say, red fell into the pit and we couldn't find it. Everyone was looking for it, but we couldn't find it. Everybody said to him, that means your business is going to go bad. You can say, oh, all of my wine is wasted. It's no good. They just throw it away into the pit. Amulei, then they said to Barhejia, Chazinan, we were shown Bar Chamer de Kaya Istan. We saw a donkey standing at our head with no air, braying. So Labai Amulei says to him, Malkavis, you're going to become the head of the yeshiva. You're going to have a translator. You're going to speak, and you're going to have a microphone. They didn't have microphones. They had a maturgaman and a translator to amplify everything that he said and to explain it. So that's the donkey making a loud noise. The Rav Amalei, the Ravi said the symbol of a donkey making noise is that your tefillin are pasul. Petra chamor gahit mir tefillach. In your tefillin, the words petra chamor are erased. Amalei said, what do you mean? They forgot to put in petra chamor. I checked my tefillin before I used them. They're kosher. They have the words petra chamor. Amalei said, no. If you look carefully, you'll see that there was a mistake. Originally, the vav of petra chamor, badai gahit mir tefillach. The vav of the word petra chamor was erased from your tefillin. Really, the word chamor is written in the Torah without a vav. So the sofer wrote chamor with a vav, and then he made a mistake and he erased it. So he said, listen, you go look in your tefillin, you'll see that there's an erasure there. So you see it was a mistake. Tefillin have to be written in order. It can't be written in Kesidron. So in the end, Azal Rav Lechud Lagabe, Rav figured, okay, maybe I'll go myself. He went himself to Bar Hedja. Amar Lehi said to Bar Hedja, Chazoy, I saw in my dream, Dasha Brayasa Denafal, the outer door of my house falling down. Amalei said, Ishtucha Shachla, means your wife's going to die. Amalei said, because your wife protects you from sin, she's going to die. Chazoy Kabi Vashini Denatur, I saw that the molars, the outer teeth, the inner teeth fell out. Amalei said, means Menachem V'Nasach Shichvan, your sons and daughters will die. Amalei said, I saw Chazoy Tarti Yonah Deparchan, I saw two doves flying away. Amalei said, it means Trei Nashim Megarshach, you're going to marry two wives and divorce them. The wife is considered a dove. Yonasi Tamas. Amalei. Then he said, Chazoy Tre Gargalidid Lifta. I saw two heads of turnips. Amalei said, the heads of turnips are symbols of the tops of the clubs. Twain Kufi Bolas. You're going to get two blows from clubs, from sticks. And that's what happened that day. Azal Rav Ahu Yoma. Rav went that day. Azal Be Midrash Shakul Yoma. He sat in the base bench the whole day. Ashkechan Tre Sagi Nahori. He found these two blind people that become Intibad Adali. They were fighting with each other. Azal Rav Lefrukinus. Rav went to separate them. Umachul Rav Tre. They hit Rav twice. They picked up their stick to hit him a third time. I'm a Rebbe said to them, Mistaya, enough. Train Chazai. I saw two turnip heads in my dream. That means to get hit by the stick twice. I don't get hit three times. Enough. Let's hope in the end, Asa Rav of Yav Lagra. Rebbe came and he started to pay Bar Hedja. Amarlei, Rebbe said to Bar Hedja, Chazai, Ashita Denafel. I saw the wall of my house falling. Amarlei said, oh, that's a good sign. You're going to have so many things, there's no room in the house for it. You'll have the furniture and books. So many possessions, you become rich, you have to expand your house. You don't have room for everything. Amalei said to him, I saw that the palace of Abaye collapsed and I was covered by its dust. Amalei, what that means is Abaye Shachav, Abaye is going to pass away. All the yeshiva is going to come to you. You'll become the rich yeshiva after Abaye. Amalei said to him, Chazaya Pandidid Nafal, I saw my own palace falling in a dream. Everybody was coming and taking a brick. Amalei said, but that means it's Shmatzach Mavadrim Ba'alma. Your lessons are going to spread throughout the world. Everyone's going to say, oh, I heard this from Rava, I heard that from Rava. Everyone's going to learn the Rava's Torah. Amalei, then Rava said to Bar Hedja, Chazaya, I saw the Ibka Reshiv and Atar Mokri. My skull broke open and my brains fell out. Amalei said, what that means is, Udin Rebe Saja Nafik. All the feathers that are in the blanket, in the pillow, they're all going to come out. Nothing bad. Feathers are coming out of your pillow. Amalei said, Akrui and Halal Mitzri B'chama. They read to me, Halal Mitzri, the Halal that we say on Pesach night in the dream. Amalei said to him, well, that means Nisim Mitzrachas Lach. You'll have miracles. So miracles happened to the Jews when we left Egypt. They said, Halal, you're going to have miracles in your life. Hava Kazal Ba'adei Ba'arba. Rava was traveling together with Bar Hedja on the ferry, on the boat, taking them from the land of Israel to Europe. Amar, so Bar Hedja said, why should I be on a boat with a person that I know is going to get a miracle? So there's going to be some miracle he deserves. Then they're going to judge, should Bar Hedja get the miracle? I won't. Maybe there'll be some storm. I'll fall off the boat and he'll miraculously stay on the boat. I should get off this boat. So he decided to run off the boat. Because he was getting out of the boat. Nafal Sifra Minei, his notebook, his book with all of his secrets fell out of his pocket. Ashkechei Rava, so Rava found it. Chazi saw that Avakasa Beit says in his notebook, Kol HaChalomos Holchan Acharapeh, dreams always follow the interpretation given to them. Amar, so Rava said to Bar Hedja, Rasha, you wicked person, V'didach Kaimo is all dependent on you. Tzartan Kuli Ha, you caused me so much pain. My children, my business. Kulu mechil nalach. I'd forgive you of everything. I'm a brother to Rav Chisda, but one of my wives was the daughter of Rav Chisda. He caused her to die. Yehei Rabba Delimsar Hu Gavra. So he gave him a curse. May it be God's will that you should be handed over, Lidei Malchusa, to the hands of the Romans. Lo Merachmi Aleh, they'll have no compassion on you. Amar Sabar had just said, my Evi, what am I going to do? Come here, we have a tradition. Kill us. Chacham Afilu Al-Techinam Iba. If a sage gives a curse, even for no reason, it'll come true. Koshkin Rabba de Medina Kalai, certainly Rabba, who had good reason to give me a curse. Amar said, Eikum Vigli. So let me get up and go into exile. Tamar, because we've learned, going into exile atones for sin. Kami went up, and he went into exile with the Romans. He went to Rome. So he went and he sat at the home of the guard, the person in charge, I guess the steward of the household. He was in charge of all the stuff in the house. We'll see, he was in charge of the silks, he was in charge of the curtains, in charge of the treasures. He was a Roman person. So Reish Teruzina, this person, the top guard, I guess the head of the secret service in our parlance, Chaza Chalma, had a dream. Amalei, he said to Barhedja, Chazoi Chalma, the Ayal Machta, that's why I had a dream, where I saw a needle go into my finger. What's the meaning of the dream? Amalei said to him, Havli Zuzan, all right, give me a coin. He wouldn't pay him. So Amalei, he didn't say anything. He doesn't say anything, then the dream is sealed. Nothing's going to happen. Amalei then he said, Chazai had another dream. I saw the Nafal Tichla Betartin Etzpasi. I saw a worm in two of my fingers. Amalei said to him, Havli Zuzu, give me a coin. Amalei didn't give him a coin. Well, Amalei didn't tell him anything. Then another night, Amalei, after that night, he said, Chazai the Nafal Tichla Bekuliyadi. I saw worms all over my hands. Throughout my hands there are worms. Amalei said, you know what it is? Nafal Tichla Bekulashirai. The worms are in all of the king's silks. In other words, the first dream, the needle is that there was like one worm. Then a worm in two fingers. There are worms on some of the silks. And now the whole hand is filled with worms. All the silks are gone because there are worms everywhere. In other words, if you would have paid me, I would have warned you a long time ago. I would have saved you all this money. But now it's too late. Everything's gone. So Shami Be Malka, they heard in the king's household that all the silks were ruined. The guy, the head of the secret service, let trespassers into the White House. Asyula Reish Cherzina, they brought him, and Kokadile, they said, we're going to kill you. They brought the head guard, the head steward. They said, we're going to kill you. Amalu, he said, Ana, kill me? Am I? Why? I see Lahuda Abayadavlo Omar. Take the guy who knew it was going on. He knew it was going on, because he knows what the dreams are. He knows that there was first a symbol from heaven with the needle, and then the worm on two fingers. He didn't give us a warning. Asyula Barhedja, they brought Barhedja. Once they heard the whole story, he refused. He wasn't paid, so he refused to share what he knew. Amalei said, "Anti zuzidach, this coin of yours came harvud. It's destroyed. She rides a malka. It destroyed the silks of the king. What a terrible chutzpah! For you to get a little bit of money, you endangered all the king's wardrobe. So kfitu train arzi b'chavla. They took two cedars and they bent them over." The two cedar heads, they bent them over, and then they tied the two cedar trees with a rope. Asr chad kari lechad arza, they tied then one leg to one cedar. The chad kari, the other leg of Barhedja, lechad arza to the other cedar. Then the vashar lechavla, then they undid the rope. Adit stalik reshe, until the head of Barhedja split into two. Asr kolchad vachad vakama duchte, because each cedar went back to its spot when they undid the rope. It's Talik. Our head just split into two. The Nafal Betrini fell down as two pieces. That was the end of Barhedja. All right. That's the story. Kol achalomos hochlin achar, acharapet. The dream follows the interpretation given to it.
It's a very medieval punishment.
Yeah, well, that's what he was. That was the curse of Rava. Rava said you should fall into the hands of the government that he'll have no compassion upon him. Gruesome death. Shaul ben Dama, ben Achosos Rabbi Shmuel, ben Dama, who was the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, he was the son of the sister of Rabbi Shmuel, asked his uncle Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi shnei l'chayai shenashu, I saw in a dream that my two cheeks fell. Amalei said, what that means is, shnei gedudei romi yatzu alecha ra, two groups of soldiers of Rome, were plotting to harm you, and Vemesu, they both died. Those, they were talking, we're going to go harm the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel. That's the cheeks, the talking, and the cheeks fell. They both died. They weren't able to harm you. Amli Bar Kappara le Rebbe. Bar Kappara said to Rebbe, I saw that my nostrils, my nose fell off. Amli, what that means is, Charon Af, God was angry with you. Anger is symbolized with the nostrils being inflamed. God was angry with you, and Estalik Mimcha, that anger left you. Amli Bar Kappara said, Ra'isi, I saw Shnei Yadai Shenechtchu, my two hands were cut off. Amli said, what that means is, you won't need to be working anymore. You'll become rich. You won't need to be working as a shoemaker or a tailor or a craftsman, a construction worker. You need to use your hands. You won't need to use your hands. You'll be rich. You'll have a lot of property. Amalei, then he said to him, Ra'isi, I saw shtei raglesh niktu. My two feet were cut off. Amalei said, that means you'll become so rich. You'll be able to ride a horse. You won't have to walk around from place to place. Chazoy, I saw Damli, they told me in a dream, Ba'adr Mesis, and Adr, you'll die, and Nisan, you're not going to see Nisan. And so that means is Ba'adrusa Mesis, you'll die with a lot of honor, with a lot of kavod. And lo asisli de Nisayon, what does it mean? You won't get to Nisan, you won't have any tests. You won't be challenged before you pass away. Amli Hutzdukli Rabbi Shmuel, there was a sadness you said to Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi Shani Mashka Shemel Azesin. I had a dream where I was watering olives with olive oil. Amli said, you know what that means? That you wicked Sadducee, Baal Imo, you had intercourse with your own mother. So the olives come from, the olive oil comes from the olives. The child comes from the mother. So putting the olive oil back onto the olives is a symbol that you had intercourse with your own mother. Amalei, then he said, Chazoy de Katufli Kochva. They showed me in a dream, I saw in my dream that I was uprooting a star. Amalei, so that means is, Bar Yisrael Ganvit, you kidnapped a Jew. Jews are called stars. Chazoy Amalei said to him, Chazoy de Balat Lekochva. I saw that I was swallowing a star. Amalei said, that means by Israel Zavit, that's Jew that you kidnapped, you sold, Va'achlut Ledzame, and then you swallowed the money that you got for selling him. Amalei, then the Sadducee said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoy Eini de Nashkena Adadi. I saw that my eyes were kissing each other. Amalei said, you know what it means? Balachosa, you had intercourse with your sister, with your own sibling. Amalei, then the Sadducee said to Rabbi Shmuel, I had a dream, Chazoy de Nashki Sira. I saw that I was kissing the moon. Amalei, that means that you raped Baal Eishes Yisrael, that you took advantage of a Jewish woman, a married woman, a woman who was Jewish, was married, and you had relations with her. Amalei, then the Sadducee say, Chazoy de Drichna, Betuna de Asa. I saw in my dream that I was walking under the shade of Hadassim, of myrtles. They used to decorate their chuppahs with Hadassim, like we decorate ours with flowers. He said, okay, what it means is Amalei Baal Nar Marasa. It means that you had intercourse with a young girl who was Arusa, who was just recently married. Amalei, then the Sadducee said, Chazoy Tuna Me'iloi V'limi Tatzoy. I saw, though, that if the myrtles represent the girl, but here the myrtles were on top of me and I was beneath it. The girl, the myrtle should have been beneath me. Amalei said, no. Ishkavcha Havchach. You flipped the intercourse. Instead of having the male on top and the woman below, you had this girl on top of you and you were below her. Amalei, then the Sadducee said, Chazoy Arvi Da'adu Lipurai. I had a dream where I saw a lot of ravens surrounding my bed. Amalei said, the symbol of the ravens is, these are bad people, and that is that Ishtacha, your wife, Zanta Me'anashim Rabim, had intercourse with many, many men. She was disloyal with many men, many bad people. Amalei, then the Sadducee said, Chazoy Yoni Da'adu Lipurai. I saw white doves coming to my bed. Amalei said, that means, Nashim Harbiti Mesa, you defiled many wives. Again, the wife is a symbol. A dove is a symbol of a wife, Yonasi Tamasi. You defiled many women. Amalei, then he said to him, I had a dream, Chazoy Denaka Trey Yonir Parchan. I was holding these two doves and they flew away. Amalei said, that means Tarti Nashri Nasus. You married two women, doves. Patrinitun below get. You sent them away. You divorced them without even giving them a get. Amalei, then he said, Chazoy Deklifu Bei. I had a dream where I saw that I was peeling the eggs. Amalei said, that means Shichva Kamashachas. You're such a low person. You go into the graves and you declothe the clothing of the deceased to steal the garments of those who are dead. Amalei said to him, you know what? Kulis Nubi. All these things are true about me. I had intercourse with my mother and with my sister and with a Jewish woman who's married and with a young Jewish lady, Narimo Rasa, and with many women, and my wife had intercourse with many women. All those terrible things are true. But I'm not the Lisa. Think I'm so low to steal the clothing of someone who's dead. That's not true about me. As they're talking, Asya Ayitza, the wife of the Sadducee, shows up. Amalei, she says to the Sadducee, I agree with the Mikhsa. this cloak that you're covering yourself with, the Gavra Ploni, it's from so-and-so the Mies who died, Vashlachte, and he pulled it off of him. So his own wife testified that he's that low, that he would steal the clothing of those who are dead. Amar le, the Sadducee said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoyid, Amrli, Shavak Lich, Avuch, Nichsa. I saw in my dream that they're telling me your father left you money in Kapotkia. So what does that dream mean? Amalei, he said to him, Islach Nichsi b'Kapotkia? Do you have your own money in Kapotkia? Amalei Lav, he said, no. Azlavuch l'Kapotkia, did your father ever go to Kapotkia? Amalei Lav, no. Imkain, if so, Kapotkia does not the place Kapotkia. Kapotkia is actually the tenth beam. Kappa, which means the kshura, the beam. And Dika means the Asara, the tenth beam. So what it means is like this. Zil chaze kafa deresh Asara. Go find the beam at the top of ten. In other words, you know, count up to the tenth beam. Shehimalei azuzi, and you'll find that it's filled with coins. There's a hidden treasure there. Azul went to Ashkach and he found Shehimalei azuzi, that it was filled with treasure. All right, that's the story of the Sadducee with your Bishma. Now we're going to see different visions that you see in a dream, what they mean. Rav Chanina said, Haroa be'er b'chalom. Somebody sees a spring in a dream, a well of spring water. Roa shalom. It's a symbol of peace. Shanem, as it says, V'yach b'rav de'yitzchak b'nachal v'yimtsu shom be'er ma'im chayim, that the servants of Yitzchak dug in the riverbed and they found the spring. And once there was peace with Avimelech, they were able to hold on to it. It's a symbol of peace. It's a symbol that you're going to find Torah. Shneem, as it says, Kimotzi, for those who find me, Matzah Chaim, I found life. And it says over here, Be'er, Mayim Chaim, a well of the living waters. Rav Amar means Chaim Amish. Literally, you'll have life. You'll have success. Amar Rav Chanan said, Shalosh Shlomo saying, there's three different types of peace. There's Nahar, there's the peace of the river. And there is Tzipor, there's the peace of the bird. So if you see a river in a dream, or if you see a bird in a dream, it's a sign of peace. And finally, there's Ketera, there is a pot. Maharal explains in a Siva Shalom that a person in life needs three pieces. He needs peace between countries. That, you know, Syria and Turkey are killing each other right now. People aren't talking about this. 1 million refugees the last 2 weeks. 1 million people had to leave their home penniless, running with nowhere to go because of Syria and Turkey killing each other. The worst refugee crisis in the 21st century.
Just now.
1 million people.
No one even talks about Turkey.
1 million people running for their lives. So you need to have peace between countries, that people should get along with each other. You need to have peace with your neighbors, with your friends. You need to have peace with your wife. Shalom bayis. So the Maharal says that's these three levels of peace. The three levels of peace. The peace of the river is peace with friends. You know, the river leads to another river. Oh, the people you're around with, you should get along with them. The peace of the bird, that's the peace of a country. The bird is the symbol of the ruler of the country. He puts out his wings to protect the country. There should be peace between countries. And the peace of the pot, that is peace with your own wife. Everyone should get along at home. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Hineni notze alea, kenar shalom, behold, I am giving to her, turning to her like a river of peace, tzipor, a bird. The Chassid says, kim tzipor afos, like birds that fly, ken yagin Hashem svako, so will God protect Jerusalem. Kedair in a pot, the Sivis says, Hashem tishpos, shalom lanu, God, you'll put down a pot of peace for us. Shvisa is the term of putting a pot on it, on the fire. Amar Rav Chanina said, we're talking about where he sees in the dream a pot without meat. Shanamra, because on the other hand, the pot with meat is sometimes the symbol of the opposite of peace. The verse says in Micha, ufarsu kasher basir uchvasar besoch kalachas, that the wicked are going to harm the righteous. And they're going to break them into pieces like people break pieces of meat into a pot to cook the meat. So a pot of meat, pieces of meat, is not a good sign of peace. It's the opposite. It's a sign of the wicked harming the righteous and breaking them up. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, the person sees a river in a dream. Yashkami Omar Kripti should get up and say that this is a symbol of peace. Hineni notze le'akana shalom. I'm turning to her like a river of peace. Kodem she kamenu pasuk kacha. Before he thinks of the other pasuk, Ki yavok an ahar tsar, for the enemy will come like a river. Ratzipur b'chalom, if he sees a bird in a dream, Yashkin v'yomar, quickly could wake up and say, Ketzipar mafos, kin yagin Hashem tzvakos, al Yushalayim genon v'yitzil, pasuach v'yemlit, Hashem should protect Jerusalem like the bird over the people. Kodim shikamena pasukacha, before he thinks of the other verse, Ketzipur nodedes v'nkina, like a bird wandering from her nest. Haruach der b'chalom, a person sees a pot in a dream, Yashkin v'yomar, quickly should wake up and say the verse about peace. Hashem tishpos, shalom lana, Hashem put down peace for us. Why don't you come in a pasuk after before you think of the other verse? Shvos hasir safos, putting down the pot. Haroa anava machalom. If a person sees grapes in a dream, yashmi yomik to say the verse. Kanava midbar matzasi Yisrael, like grapes in the desert. I found the Jewish people. Why don't you come in a pasuk after before you think of the other verse? Anavemo in beirosh ashkelos meroslamo. Their grapes are bitter and not tasting good. A person sees a mountain in a dream. Yashmi Yom quickly wake up and say the verse, Manavala Har Maglim Vaser. Are beautiful on the mountains are the legs of the herald who tells us about redemption. Before he thinks of the other verse, Alarimasa Bechi Vinei. On the mountains I will lift mourning and tears. Haro Shofar Bechalom. If a person sees a shofar in a dream, Yashmi Yom should say the verse, Vayobi Yom, who you talk about shofar? Gadol. That day they'll blow the great shofar, and all the Jews will be gathered back to Jerusalem. Before he thinks of the other verse, Tikku Shofar Bagiva. Blow the shofar on the hilltops because of tragedy. Haru Akel Bachalom, a person sees a dog in a dream. Yashmi Yom should say the verse, Wilchob Israel Yechus Kel Lashono. To all the Jews, the dogs wouldn't open their mouths during Makkos Bechoros. Kodesh Kamen Pasakacha, before the other verse, of Aklavim Azay Nefesh. And the dogs have great chutzpah. Haru Ari Bachalom, a person sees a lion in a dream. Yashmi Yom should quickly wake up. Ari Sharag Milo Yira. If a lion roars, who is not afraid? Kodesh Kamen Pasakacha, before he thinks about the other verse. The lion came up from its lair and he was destructive. A person sees a haircut in a dream. Should say, it's a sign like Yosef taken out of jail and his hair being cut and he's changing his clothing. Before he thinks of the other verse about Shimshon, if the hair will be taken off of me, my strength will leave me. A person sees a spring, a well in a dream. Should quickly say, before he thinks of the other verse, that there is such a thing as a bad well, and her evil is well known. A person sees a reed in a dream. Yashkam Yomer quickly wake up and say, Kana ratzutz lo yishaver. A broken reed, you know, exhausted, but it won't break. But in Shakman and Pazakach, before he thinks the other verse, Hine batachti locha, mishenes hakana ratzutz. Behold, you had trust on relying on an exhausted reed. The person sees a reading in a dream. You should anticipate wisdom. As it says, Kane Chachma. Kanim, if he sees Kane Chachma. If he sees many reads, Yitzvilabina, then he should think to understanding, to understand one matter from another. As it says, in all of your Kanim, you will acquire Bina. Amr Zerah said, Kara, if a person sees, but not squash. Kora, he sees hearts of palm. Kira, he sees wax. Kanya, he sees a reed. They're all great symbols in a dream. They're not going to show butternut squash. Someone who's filled with yirat shemayim, because to luim, the word for butternut squash, like the word dole, lifts up his eyes to the heavens. If a person sees an ox in a dream, he should wake up quickly and say the pasuk about Yosef. When an ox will gore a person and they will die. Five things were said about an ox that you see in a dream. If you see in the dream that you're eating the meat of the ox, it means you're going to become rich. Nigacho, if the ox gores you, heavenly banim shem not commit Torah. That means you're going to have children who are going to gore each other with Torah. They'll be great analysts of Torah. Mishacho, if the ox bites you, Yisurin bar love. That means tragedies are going to come to you. But if the ox kicks you, you're going to have a long trip. Rechavo, if you're riding the ox, olagdula, means you're going to ride to greatness. Ivatan, we're going to rise to Rechavo if it's riding on you. Mace, it means you're going to die. So it means low cash on a contradiction. If you're riding the ox, you're going to become great. If the ox is riding you, that means you're going to die. If a person sees a donkey in a dream, Yitzhak Yeshua should anticipate the salvation because Mashiach is going to ride in a donkey. As it says, he's a poor person riding on a donkey. If a person sees a cat in a dream, if they call the cat Shunra, that means they're going to make a good song for him. Shinra, if they call the cat Shinra, Nasalo Shinri Ra, they're going to change his situation to a change for the bad. Haruah, another Mechalom person sees grapes in a dream. Live on us if they're white. Fame is mana, whether it's their season. Mein Shlom is mana, not their season. Yafa is a good sign. Shoros, if he sees black grapes, is mana in their season. Yafa is a good sign. Shlom is mana, if not in their season. Ros, it's a bad sign. Haruah, so love and Mechalom, if he sees a white horse in a dream. Fame Benachas, whether the horse is pleasant. Fame brother, for it's being chased. Yaflo, it's a good sign. Adam, if he sees a red horse, and Achas, if it's pleasant, Yaflo, it's a good sign. Rather, if it's being chased, Kasha, it's bad. Haro, Yishmael Bechalom, if he sees Yishmael in the dream, if he loves Yishmael, it means that his prayer will be accepted as Yishmael's name will be Yishmael Shmatichi. It's about Yishmael, I've listened to you. Daf Yishmael ben Avram, that's if he sees Yishmael, the son of Avram. Aval Tai Abam, if he just sees an Arab, lo, then not. Haro, Agam Bechalom, if he sees a donkey in a dream, he's Nikasalo, that means that he was supposed to get killed from heaven, and they saved him from death. Gamal, he was saved. I'm Reb Chaim Ruchinim. I cry. How do you see this on this verse? I'm going to go down with you to Egypt. And I'll also lift you up. Gamalo sounds like the word Gamal. This is the verse. Hashem has also removed your sin. Lo Thomas, you won't die. Pinchas Bechalom, if he sees Pinchas, that's a sign that Pela Nasala will have a wonder done for him. Pil Bechalom, if he sees an elephant in a dream, Plos Nasala, wonders will be done for him. Pilim, if he sees lots of elephants, Pili Plos, wonders on top of wonders, many, many wonders, Nasala will be done for him. All the wild animals are good symbols in the dream. Except for the elephant and the chimpanzee, Lokash is not a question. Had the Masarig, one is where he's saddled. Had the Masarig, the other is where he's not saddled.